I think that the elections will take place in 2010. Of course, nothing will surprise us in Guinea. I think that the big question is whether President Dadis Camara will present himself as a candidate or not. That's basically what a lot of people's attention, the international community, and of course, the most recent declaration from the United States. Basically, this is what people are worried about.
I was reading an article where Captain Camara was rejecting this. I think the U.S. probably called on the junta to have an election that is free of the leaders of the junta. And the article is suggesting that he has rejected that, saying, for example, it is for Guineans alone to freely choose who should represent them.
Officially, it's the Department of Foreign Affairs that has rejected the declaration, or that has, you know, manifested a lot of a huge reaction on the declaration of the United States embassy. But I think that in general, this has been a very sensitive issue for the president, Dadis Camara. The way his psychology works, the president, is he doesn't like be pushed into saying whether he's going to present himself or not.
Elizabeth, so there was a demonstration over the weekend by supporters of Captain Camara asking him, in fact, to take off the military uniform to present himself as a candidate for the election.
First of all, you know, to clarify a little bit, the support demonstrations, for instance, there's a very sort of loudly speaking youth group right now, which is leading a group, and the same leader of this group, when Lansana Kouyaté last year was prime minister of Guinea, this same group, the same leader actually, the same individual was leading a group for Lansana Kouyaté for Change. So, you know, it's a little bit like these machines that are, you know, already formatted, and all they need to do is to be oriented towards such and such a leader or such and such a leader, and they seem to do what they're told.
If he does run, who can stand up to him? Is there a vibrant Guinean opposition in case these elections go?
As far as the opposition to this, you know, in Guinea, it's very difficult because there's a lot of divisions. There's a lot of divisions within civil society. There's a lot of divisions in the private sector. Political parties are very divided. I guess that's normal. But youth movements are divided. Women groups are divided. So it's always been difficult for a united front to react very rapidly in a focused manner for or against something.